do. You might understand what we're trying to execute. But from a schematic standpoint, we have certain things we have to get accomplished. A lot of times on third down, we're not rushing, you know. I mean, a lot of times people that don't understand the scheme don't understand that. But a lot of times, look at tackles, a lot of times on third downs, we're not rushing. So that being said, it kind of looks like Favre has a lot of time back there. But, I mean, we're just trying to execute our part of the defense.
In your eyes, why is it so tough for you guys to get to the quarterback?
Like I said, we have particular defenses called, which were great calls. We didn't execute them well as a defense. But those players weren't particularly players for us to rush the passer, you know. So with that being said, like I said, we have to execute the scheme of the defense. And as a defense, we have to execute better.
Are you feeling better? I mean, is your ankle still bothering you? Bring you out there a little bit?
I'm getting better. I'm feeling good. I know, I mean, me to say percentages would just be ignorant, you know. But I'm feeling better, and I just have to improve along with the rest of the team.
Is it tough going into in the bye with a loss like this?
Definitely, man. I was just talking to someone a few minutes ago. Was saying, I wish we had a game this week, you know, because going on a bye week, I know from experience in college, you don't want to go on a bye week. With a solid taste in your mouth for 2 weeks, you know. But it's unfortunate it happened, and we're going
to
move on.
What do you do to get away from football during the bye? What do you do?
I'll probably go back home, start visiting some family, because we don't get this opportunity too often. So, visit some family and just kind of get away and come back refreshed and ready to go.
How was this locker room as a whole, especially losing to their old teammate like that?
It was disappointing. Anytime you lose, when you put so much time into something and you lose, it's obviously a disappointment. But, I mean, we're all grown men here. I believe we're going to take responsibility for what happened. And we play these guys again, so we'll get that shot again.
How about for you individually? Are you where you want to be right now, or what other things do you have to do?
I'm going to be honest with you. Where I want to be, it's like actually it's funny you mentioned that. Coach McCarthy just had a discussion about that. What you want to be as opposed to what you should be, you know. So I'm getting to the role where what I should be doing and what the team needs me to do as opposed to what I want to do. So,
what is it that you want to do?
What I want to do, I mean, reality is I'm going to play. I want to play a little bit more. But, I mean, right now, that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. So I'm not doing that. So when I get back, I mean, we'll get a scheme ready for Detroit, and we'll be ready to go.
Did you think that's a function of what you felt with the ankle, though? I mean, I know you wanted to play, but if you come in here, you're expecting that to be an impact player.
Right.
You think that's more just where you...
You would have to ask the coach about that. No, we're not too sure about that. Like I said, a lot of times in schemes, I mean, a lot of times the audience doesn't understand what we're trying to execute there. I mean, our nickel situation is only two deep down linemen on the field. So, I mean, that has to count for something, you know. I got two great players that start, great players that start in the Oki, two great ones, one a nickel. I'm trying to find my fit and my niche.
You think you could be more productive if you're on the field more and get into a role like that?
I mean, I like to think so, of course. But like I said, I mean, I don't have two slouches in front of me. I got two very good players in front of me that I'm trying to learn from and try to get better as a unit and then obviously get better as a defensive unit.
You're all caught up in terms of knowing everything.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, the scheme is not so much of a problem, you know. So we'll see.
Does the bye come at a good week though, in the sense that rest is a great thing? If your ankle's not totally there, the rest is a great thing. You know, it doesn't have to go through the strain. Does it come at a good time for you, so you can come back and you know and explode the way you want to explode off the ball and things like that?
Yeah, rest is a good thing, but at the same time, I mean, this is new to me, you know. I've got done my first quarter of my first NFL season, so it's not like I have a ton of experience as far as knowing when a bye week is good and when isn't. So we obviously got some injury things we have to deal with, but there's no excuse for that, you know, no excuse from that standpoint. But hopefully with this time off, we can get some people healthy and get ready to go and obviously play our best football this season in our next game.